Welcome to the print. My name is Amna Begum. So once again, I'm going to discuss the article I have written this week. So Sachin Tendulkar, the god of cricket, recently visited Kashmir Valley with the family. And once again, that brought focus on the region for all the positive reasons, unlike earlier. And he couldn't help but gush about the beauty of the Kashmir, calling it heaven on the earth. As we already know, it's famous with the same kind of tagline. So recent year has brought a lot of positive changes in Kashmir, which earlier used to be considered as impossible. For example, opening of its first cinema hall after hiatus of 30 years, and people are not that the cinema theater are functioning there, but it's functioning very successfully. However, there is a kicker that just a short 100 kilometer away across the border in Pakistan, once again, we are listening the news that this lady was accused of blasphemy, which is like nothing new. We have been listening this kind of a story, and we know in the Pakistan the punishment of the blasphemy, how harsh it is. So basically, Pakistan was in news once again, but for all the wrong reason. It's like two side of coin. While Kashmir is being praised as a heaven, Pakistan is sadly earning its name as a hell on earth. So the incident which brought my attention, which caught my attention, was the disturbing incident in Pakistan, which involved a mob pursuing a woman for allegedly blasphemy because she had a dress with Arabic calligraphy. And the word, the surprising, not even surprising, it's irony, that the word was written in Arabic was halwa, which means beautiful, basically. And this mob even couldn't read Arabic or understand, but they somehow equated it to be blasphemous act, because according to them, it was Quranic verses written on the dress, and she couldn't wear it. First of all, you cannot prove that wearing such a cloth is a blasphemy. Second, it was not any Quranic verses. It is just simple Arabic beautiful word. And it was shocking for a lot of Muslim majority nation as well, because there is a fashion where they put Arabic calligraphy on the dresses, like in Qatar and in Saudi, you can find those kind of abaya and dresses. So I have tried to analyze the problem of Pakistan, not from the prism of their political instability, or the prism of their economic instability. I mean, a lot of expert has written on that, and we know the condition of Pakistan in regarding those aspect as well. I have tried to go into the societal aspect. Like, there are few topic which I have tried to explore. So the first is the blasphemy, obviously. The other is the women, how they get treated, because this incident involved the accusation of blasphemy, as well as this accusation was on the women. Third, the minority and their conditions. Fourth, I was trying to explore that not the only the minority. You would see that all the non-Sunni population would always will remain persecuted always, like if Ahmadiyya or Shia. They would be the Shia would be the victim of sectarian violence there. So these are the problem I think Pakistan must focus on, that why they are not being able to even address this problem. So when it comes to the women, the plight of women in Pakistan is harrowing tale of suffering and injustice. I mean, from you talk about the forced marriages to insidious show of workplace harassment, or the chilling stories of domestic violence, you would find everything. And basically, the even conducting as simple as march as women Aurat march is a difficult task for them, because just asking for the equality and dignity is such a big battle for women that makes us wonder that what kind of resistance and what kind of suffering women must be bearing on in their daily life. So there are so many examples, and I have cited the example of Noor Makhdum, the brutal rape and murder of her by this rich industrial family, the son of the rich industrial family. And also the recently when Pakistan was celebrating their Independence Day, this famous TikToker who was trying to make a video there, the Aisha, 400 Pakistani men groped her. This only shows that how difficult it is for a Pakistani woman to exist in the public sphere, forget about anything else. So these are something, these stories, this, I mean, I only included two, but it says how deeper problem is that women cannot even exist in public sphere. So apart from the societal patriarchal mindset, there are more to it. Like we see this kind of feudal mindset and problem coming from the feudal mindset or coming from the even religious interpretation, certain kind of, but it is more where state should bring the liberal ideas and progressive ideas. We see that state also fails because they have adopted a certain kind of interpretation and Sharia in their constitution. I think that could be one of very important reason. Second is the minorities. And for example, if we go into the data that there's only 4% Christian population in the Pakistan, but all the blasphemy law, half of them charges are half of the charges of blasphemy basically being levied against them. So that says a lot how they get prosecuted by this again the blasph through the blasphemy. It sounds like an excuse to harass and persecute the Christian or minority. Apart from that, according to APPJ report, thousands of non-Muslim women get abducted, forced into the marriage, raped, and converted into the Islam. So, I mean, this data is enough to tell you like what kind of persecution the minorities are going through it. And not only minorities, anyone who is not Shia Muslim there face certain kind of violence. So these societal problems are there, but it's not only the societal issue. If we talk about the law, we can clearly see the kind of law they have. Like you cannot be prime minister of basically Pakistan if you are not a Muslim and Sunni Muslim. Basically Shia can be also, but you cannot be on a highest position if you're Ahmadiyya or if you're non-Muslim. And the kind of law they have for the women, like recently they have scrapped the Hudood ordinance. And according to Hudood ordinance, women had to prove that if they get raped, they have to prove that it was the rape by bringing 4 person as a witness to it. I mean, otherwise they would get charged under the adulteration. I mean, what kind of law is this where women get punished for their own harassment and rape? That kind of law Pakistan had till 2000, I guess 2020 or something. They have recently, thankfully, scrapped it. So, and when we talk about the blasphemy, it's not that a section of society believe that the person who commit the blasphemy should be beheaded. Their legal system also have a same kind of mindset. So yes, the difference would be that mob would not let a person even go through any kind of process and prove their innocence. So innocents before guilty, mob doesn't believe in it. However, the Pakistani court gave a chance and look into it, even if it is blasphemy, if blasphemy was committed or not. And if you have committed blasphemy, the penalty is basically death penalty. So again, you will be there's no hope for you. So this, when we look into the problem, it's not only that the a certain section believe in a certain kind of problematic principles. Their country is based on those problematic ideas. That's the issue here. So it's a deeper social issue. However, it is a legal system in Pakistan as well. It's the what majority represent there. So basically, I would say that the stark reality that while India is ambitiously planning mission to carry humanity into space, we can see the Pakistan mob are again attempting to behead a woman over accusation of blasphemy. For more, please go read the article and comment. You can comment in the comment section. Thank you.